Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. You might want to listen carefully because we have all the hangover remedies you could ever need today.
A caviar bump gets rid of my hangover. Yeah. Yes.
Get over all the other bumps. Also, we found out that many of you are stumped by the homework your kids are bringing home from school.
Yeah, you know what? Math is no longer math. Math has feelings.
It really does. That and much more coming your way on the Morning Mix podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Vanna White, you know her from Wheel of Fortune. She is getting married and she's going to need a first dance song. So we said you text us 312-233-1019. What should be the first dance song? Lots of really, really wonderful options coming through. How about A Thousand Years by Christina Perry? Now, that's a very...
There we go.
That's a very thoughtful, driven, love is there. 6-3-0, what about Wheels on the Bus? Multiple people texted Wheels on the Bus.
Hey.
That's a good one.
They're wide awake this morning for
really
the 6-10 text.
Coco Melon at the wedding. Oh.
Hey, I think they should dance to the Humpty Dance. How about Annie Lennox... I put a spell on you.
Oh, spell.
And now what is, without a shadow of a doubt, the top two answers running toward the finish line. Your first dance for Vanna White in at number two, most popular response from Gail. It's A, B, C, D, E, F, U.
Oh, my God.
Kind of makes sense. You have to buy a couple of vowels, right. But you could sing the whole song. That's fun. A bit of a weird vibe for a first dance, though.
You don't really listen to the lyrics on that one.
Yeah, you're just sort of like, okay, that's fine.
That's exactly.
And in at number one, by a country mile, everybody saw it coming. The number one choice for the first dance at Vanna White's wedding to John Donaldson would be the Jackson 5.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
We just learned that the average worker tunes out 27 minutes into a call. But what can bring you back is a distraction in the background. Now, I shared with you, I have been the problem, but I've also witnessed some. I would goof around and change the backgrounds and then would distract people. And then people started to get in trouble because I was being distracting. And then I felt bad. And then I got in trouble. So I said, okay, I'll be less distracting. And then someone was like, we need to bring the fun back to these calls. And I was like, well, hang on a second. You can't have it all.
Yeah, true.
On a separate call once, Nikki thought her camera was off, and I watched her go to town on a bag of popcorn and complain to Joel about us during the call. We were on mute, but you could just tell she was telling him what big idiots the rest of us were. The hard part is that she was right, but you know.
Yeah.
And then we got guys on CNN pulling out their ding-a-lings. That's not great.
No, not great at all.
Show everybody you're tubing.
Inappropriate.
What did you see on the Zoom call? Hey, Nicholas, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing pretty well. What happened on the Zoom call?
In my background, I put movies on the background, like Avengers or Island movies, just in case if you get bored during the Zoom call, you could actually watch a full-length movie.
You just watch your screen.
That's amazing.
Just watch my screen, and you can eat popcorn there.
And now, has anyone ever said anything to you? Have you ever gotten in trouble by, like, a higher-up?
No, they love it. My wife takes videos of me in front of my laptop and as the videos are going.
That's amazing. Now, what business are you in?
I teach.
Okay, oh, wow. So you teach. That's great.
I love people are going to start requesting movies.
Yeah, they really are. Have you had that happen? If somebody's like, hey, man, throw the Goonies on, would you?
Yeah, I sometimes dress up, too. Like, if showing a beach movie, then I'll have, like, a beach hat and beach towels around me and seashells and stuff. So
Well, that's kind of nice.
Love it.
It's like dinner and a show. Hey, Heather. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. Now, what did you see in the background on the Zoom call?
So I'm a sixth grade math teacher in the south suburbs. And when we were doing e-learning, you know, teaching a math lesson, and all of a sudden in the background, a mom and her cream negligee,
hey.
You know, yeah, what? Across the screen.
So you got a mom yeah. popped in her negligee in the background yeah. while you're trying to teach.
While I'm trying to teach math.
Because that's totally what you wear around the house, around your kid. What?
What?
Yeah, exactly.
There are a lot of layers of confusion here. Yeah. Okay. Well, it was in her defense, it was a Thursday. So in her defense.
Okay.
I mean. Hi, Pam. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing good, thanks.
Now, you guys were in the condo meeting. These are neighbors. Is that right?
Yes, neighbors.
And what'd you see?
I saw the board member. He didn't realize it, but he took his shirt off right in front of the camera, and which wasn't a pleasant sight because he was an older man. But then he laid on the bed, shirtless, and I thought his wife was going to come in and there was going to be some action on the screen. I was dying.
But nothing happened. He was just laying on the bed. He was just relaxing on the call.
Right. Nothing happened, luckily.
Oh, man. But also kind of a bummer.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Part of you was waiting for it.
Like, I'm just bummed it didn't happen. I thought we were going to...
I can't look away.
Son of a gun.
Yeah. Like, when's it going to happen? Oh. I know it's going to happen.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. How are you?
We're doing well. Boy, what'd you see in the background on the call?
Okay, so I'm a salesperson, and I was on a Zoom waiting for a prospect to join the call. And when she got on the call, she was laying in bed in a negligee on her laptop. And as soon as she realized the camera was on, she flipped the laptop across the room and disconnected the call.
She throws the laptop. Now, I have to ask, did you follow up and get the business?
No, I did not close that deal. I couldn't. I mean, there was no follow-up on my part.
Bomber.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
It's National Hug a Librarian Day. I'm sorry, International.
Oh.
Yeah. Hug a Librarian Day.
So if you find yourself everywhere,
you go up north to Canada or down to Mexico, hug a librarian. I suggest to ask first.
Yeah.
Please welcome to the show from the Palos Heights Public Library. It's Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing very well. How are you? Happy International Hug a Librarian Day.
Thanks. I had no idea that existed. I just turned on the radio and they said, call a librarian. I said, okay.
There you are. Now, how many people have hugged you at random today? Have you just been walking down the street and people are attacking you with hugs?
You know, not today, but I am the manager in the youth and teen department, so I have a story time and chances are there will be lots of hugs.
Oh, good. That's wonderful.
Good.
How long have you been in the library business?
13 years.
13 years. At all at Palos Heights Public Library?
No, I've been at 3-4 libraries in total.
A journeyman. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tina, today is International Hug a Librarian Day, and from time to time, we like to do an Ask a segment here on the Morning Mix. So we'd like to ask a librarian, and I guess my first question for you is, how has technology impacted the library experience?
Greatly. So my library just had a renovation, and we have what is called an interactive space. And kids can go in there. We have 3 different walls, and they can actually interact and play games on one of the walls.
Oh, my God.
Another wall, they can draw something, and we'll have, like, a sea life background, and they can draw and decorate their own fish. They can scan it with the QR code, and then it'll appear on the wall with their name on it.
Whoa. That's wild.
And, yeah, so we have incorporate lots of technology. Definitely where I'm at.
So quick follow-up then. Is the Dewey Decimal System still in place?
It is, definitely, for nonfiction. We try to make it as easy as possible, though.
I love the dot, 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 sir. It is nonfiction. Okay, got it. So Dewey is still in the nonfiction space. Nikki's mother actually used to be a librarian prior to being a school principal. Did you know that?
No, I
didn't.
No, Tino, no one really knew that but me. Yeah. No, and I used to help push the carts around, you know, and file the books back. But I will say I think the library is having a glow up because, like, my kid is always asking to go hang out at the library. And I think it's because of what you're talking about.
Right.
I thought it was initially to read books, but really it's all the game and the games and interactions. And then, like, he said some have 3D printers and stuff like that. So are you finding, like, another whole group being Yeah, so you do have that. Okay.
Yeah, we have a 3D printer. We have a makerspace. We have a Glowforge, which is a laser engraver. We have all the Cricut things. So, yeah. So the point of libraries now is it was back in the day just to go and find books. And now we're creating those family experiences and interactions.
Yeah, we're very grateful for that in my family because it's great on a Saturday, and especially in the winter. Oh, my goodness.
No, that's lovely. Yeah. How do you handle it when there's like some weird guy that just like sits in there every day, all day? And I don't know if you have like hired security or you call someone. How do you deal with
that?
His
name is Whip and he's on his fifth Ice Dunkin'.
Well, for example. Yes.
So again, because I am in the youth and teen department and we are on the second floor, if I do notice a man kind of just coming up there really with no teenage business, I do like tap him on the shoulder and ask him, what can I help you with? And then usually escort them back downstairs.
Yeah, and if that guy mentions Hug a Library Day, you just yell real loud for somebody to help you out, okay?
Or I cough and say, oh, I'm sick, I'm not feeling good.
Exactly. Yeah, right. You might not stop them.
Yeah, get out of here.
So I have a question too, Miss Tina. So you're in the teen department, and sometimes libraries can be really quiet places where people sneak off and don't necessarily read books. What's the craziest thing that you can talk about that's not that crazy but still funny on the radio that you caught kids doing?
So I can't even say that it was kids. It was like parents kind of like noodling in the corner.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Tina, look, the library does certain things to certain people. There's a great, I don't know, it's the smell of books maybe, and it reminds you of your college days, and then before you know it, you and your wife find yourself looking at the Dewey Decimal, and before you know it, you know, Tina, it can't be explained.
Wow. So did she you have to break that up?
The first
did you
time
break
I've
up?
Ever heard of this.
Yeah, did you break up that little love section?
I kind of, like, just started making noise, and I was like, oh, sorry.
Knocking over books.
Right. Well, they hung a sock at the end of the row of books, so you knew.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, so that does happen. Just checking.
Now, Tina, I'm assuming there's no fine for that, as I've never been fined for. But what is the fine currently on a late return?
So lots of libraries are fine-free, and thankfully mine is one of them.
Okay, yeah, we're fine-free as well.
These kids have it so easy now.
What do they do?
It's what's just like the incentive to bring the book back? Just the kindness of people's hearts?
You know, we're happy to have all users, so we're kind of just encouraging them to go ahead and bring the book back. We don't care how late it is. We just want to keep you coming.
Now, are you familiar with the famous Instagram librarian, Michael Threets? Do you follow him on Instagram at all? You see his info or his posts?
I do.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you said that. Are you not a fan?
No, I am. I'm a huge fan, and I am, I don't know, it's kind of disheartening to see like some of the negative.
I know, isn't that sad? He's really supportive of libraries and of the community there. It's awesome. Well, Tina, thanks so much for calling and sharing your experience about being a librarian with us. What's a hot read right now you would recommend before we let you go? You got a hot read that you think everybody should read right now?
Something I cannot put down right now is Little Thieves. It's by Margaret Owen, and it's up for a Lincoln Award. So check it out.
Hey, nice. Look at that. That was amazing. She was ready. Good for you. Have a wonderful day, Tina. Thank you so much.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Soundcheck. Soundcheck. This is Nikki's Soundcheck on The Morning Mix.
We have a lot going on. This is very exciting.
Seems like it.
First off, let's start with Timberlake. I talked about this earlier, but it bears repeating. NSYNC will be on the upcoming album. It's been confirmed, at least by his, like, eyelashes. He blinked. So there was something online where they were like, blink twice if NSYNC is on your record. And so he blinked twice, very obviously, lowered
his
sunglasses. Yeah, so they're going to be on a song called Paradise. They pretty much said it already earlier in the year that they were all in the studio, but it has been confirmed with Justin Timberlake's eyes.
We have a quick clip.
Almost paradise.
That's it. Wow. Good luck.
That would be great. And then I gave you guys some homework earlier. Okay.
Yeah,
weird.
Yeah.
Chris.
Weird experience.
Okay. So if you are a Taylor Swift fan, you might already know about this. Taylor Swift Mad Libs are real. Ooh. They are selling. They are on Amazon. They're great. And yes, it's the original Mad Libs. So I handed you guys all different sheets of adjectives and stuff. And I loved like every computer in the building was like, what's an adjective?
What's an
again?
Adjective?
Noun.
Objective.
Yes. So I had you guys fill some out. And here's what you guys came up with. This is is Mad Libs Taylor version. It's what era are you in? You guys didn't know that, filling
Let's
it out.
Because
we did old school where you could just get the list and you can't see.
I thought I was writing down a grocery list.
All right. So number one, what's your favorite thing to wear? An adventurous. Who wrote that one? You,
that
Chris?
Was me.
Okay. Just kind of yell your name if you do this when you get your word. An adventurous coat for walking through a pumpkin patch. An old purple.
That was me.
Sweater you forgot at the Baker's Square.
That was me.
Oh, nice.
A sparkly sneakers for complaining in.
That was me.
Okay, good. And then number two. So that's your era. That was your era. So you did an adventurous pumpkin patch with a purple thing going through Baker's Square in sneakers.
Okay? I love that.
And then here's what's your dream job? A flabby writer.
That was me.
Okay. A florist famous for their whip arrangements.
I said whip.
Oh, nice.
A dancer famous for the move called a scary nose.
I was nose.
Okay.
So, it's got a body part.
That's a lot.
So it's pretty funny. So Mad Libs are always great.
They're great.
And it is pretty cute. You can do all kinds of different Taylor-related Mad Libs.
That's awesome.
They're on sale now through Amazon. I think it's like $5. But definitely worth checking out.
Sure, why not? Give her some more.
That's right. Yeah. She
just
needs more.
She's got all of it.
And good job, guys. You got all New Year words.
We did
Fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. And then we got some new stuff, too. So new 21 Pilots and new Miley Cyrus out. We talked about both of these earlier in the week. So let's hear a little. The 21 Pilots, I'll tell you right now, it is like six songs in one.
Yeah, I feel targeted by the title.
And when you listen to it, the intro alone is like a minute long. It's kind of crazy. There's like rap in it. It's all over the place.
They're
so definitely check it out.
Okay.
No.
Well, if they got it all in there.
So definitely new 21 Pilots worth investigating. But we wanted to play this one because we talked about it for a couple of days now. So Mumford paired with Pharrell, and it was what did I say?
No. We didn't talk about it at all because I just played her.
We talked about the song
on the
coming
song.
Out.
Yeah, we had Mumford and Pharrell. That's right.
So Mumford and Pharrell came out, and that was a collaboration that we didn't know we needed, but then when it came out, we did.
Phenomenal.
Here's another one, and some people thought it was going to be off the bangers, like because Pharrell and Miley have worked together before, and they thought maybe this is one of those cut tracks, but it appears to be a brand new song. So here it is. This is Pharrell and Miley. This is called Doctor, Work It Out. It kind of has... Olivia Newton-John, like physical vibes to me, but you listen to it and then decide
I'll
for
work
yourself.
It out. Okay.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
So India's richest man is bringing Rihanna and 1,200 guests to a pre-wedding bash for his son.
Wow.
It's going to be the party of a lifetime. Hopefully they stay married. So pop singer Rihanna is going to be there, as well as magician David Blaine, plus famous Bollywood singers.
Watch out.
Yeah. I mean, how much do you think you have to pay Rihanna to go to your son's wedding?
I was just going to ask you if there was a price tag.
No, we don't know the numbers.
I'm going to say $3 million.
Oh, yeah.
Just to show up.
Right? Yeah.
And she'll do like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You may not be that far off, man. I think $5 million total for this.
Wow. I wouldn't even know where to start, but I'm thinking that has to be about right.
I'm going $1 billion.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
But
I don't
she's worth. That's wild.
Talking about $1 billion, how about Beyonce? So she's the first black woman to top the country music charts with her song Texas Hold'em. That song is like crazy popular, obviously, online. You already know that. The dance is trending. All of that.
You can see you guys do the dance at 109 Mix Chicago right now.
Yes. Or on our we'll put that up on the story.
It's on the page. It's
it is?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You commented on it.
Okay, cool. Sounds great. I'd love to see that. I almost forgot it because we were so bad at it, but we are out there doing the trend. So that's a song that you're familiar with, but are you familiar with Breakfast Hold'em? There's a frustrated mom dealing with trying to rush the kids out of the house, and here's what it sounds like.
Eat your breakfast. Don't forget this homework. And put that phone down, down. Don't be so careless. Where's your book bag? We gotta go right now, 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 now.
Gotta go now.
And I'll be damned if I sign this permission slip. Says you knew 4 weeks about this shit. White shoes not tied, why your teeth not brushed. Man, these kids gonna make us gotta rush now.
Woo! No offense to Beyonce, I like that better.
Right?
That's outstanding.
That's a hit.
Dude.
Let's spin that sucker.
That field trip part, that's so true. It's in her backpack for like 6 weeks.
And I thought she was gonna swear there.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. She crushes
them. Kids are in the car. And lastly, Taylor Swift fakes. So there's a bunch of, you know, AI. We're dealing with all that. Yeah. You can make a fake song out there, easy peasy. You can pretend it's any artist you want. People don't like this. But what people are doing now is pranking their kids with fake Taylor Swift songs. Because they're Swifties, right? So they're like, you're going to love this. It's a new Taylor Swift song. And they try to play it for them. And some kids are like, no, Taylor wouldn't write that. They know right away because they are so in tune with Taylor. And then some kids just like, even if it's a crummy song, they're like, oh, I love this because I love Taylor. And if she put it out, it's totally fine.
No matter what she does.
Exactly. So parents are having fun, I guess, pranking their kids with that. I say just throw cheese on their forehead. And that's your flash briefing.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.